Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, Kingdom citizens. It is another day that the Lord has made, and we shall be rejoice and be glad in it. I want to welcome you to Let's Talk Kingdom with Katrina. I've been missing you guys. Oh, my God. It has been a little while, but you know what? God is so good, and he has been doing miraculous things. But without further ado, I really, really, really want to get into this interview. We are so blessed tonight to have a phenomenal young lady. She is 12 years old, and do you know she is up for a stellar award? Isn't that absolutely incredible? But before I move forward, let us open up with a word of prayer. Father God, we thank you. We honor you for this day. We thank you for all that you continue to do for us. And we ask you right now to be in the midst of this interview. Be, speak through the airways, Father God, that everything we say may be pleasing in your sight. And we forevermore give you all the praise. We give you the glory and the honor. For it is in your name we pray. Thank you, Father God, and amen. Well, I have the privilege to be interviewing tonight Miss Robin Gordon, and I want to read a little bit about her. Robin is a 12-year-old beauty. She is currently reigning as Miss Tennessee preteen through the USA National Miss Pageant. When Robin was only 10 years old, she became a recording artist. She loves to read, write, and do gymnastics. Her first CD, So Amazing, was released in 2012 by Tony Babney, and she loves God and her family. She is currently up this year for a stellar for the Youth Project for her single, He's Before Me, and we actually heard a little bit of that earlier before the show. So without further ado, I want to bring this phenomenal 12-year-old, but I know she is mighty in the kingdom, on the air. Robin, are you on with us tonight?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here. How are you doing today?
I'm doing absolutely wonderful. How are you today?
I'm doing phenomenal. You know, just having God wake me up another day is just amazing, and I'm thankful for that.
Amen, amen. Well, I was reading a little bit of your bio, and it says that you're a speaker, a mentor, an actress, model, and a singer. So first of all, I've already told everybody that you're 12 years old and some of the great accomplishments that God has blessed you with, but I want you to kind of tell the listening audience a little bit about you and actually when you realized that this was what you wanted to do.
Well, of course, as you all know, my name is Robin Gordon, and I am 12 years old, and I am from Clarksville, Tennessee. And I started singing about the age of 3 or 4, and I really learned that I really wanted to sing, and it was my passion when I was about 7. And ever since, I just loved singing to the Lord, and I am an honor student, and I'm currently in 6th grade at West Creek Middle School. And I love doing gymnastics. I love spending time with my friends, and I love spending time with my family.
That is fantastic. Now, I'm going to read a little bit more of some of the great things that have happened in your life for a 12-year-old. You currently are reigning as Miss Tennessee preteen, and that's 2015. In 2014, she was the winner of Little Miss Black Clarksville. In 2014, she was the winner of the Children's Award for the Gospel Music City Awards. And in 2013, she was a Spelling Bee winner. Now, look, you got to tell me a little bit about that. Were you nervous?
I wasn't really nervous. I'm really not nervous a lot. I'm just ready to do it.
That's good. Did you have to study a lot, pre-study beforehand?
Yes, ma'am. I actually studied a lot because I wanted to make sure that I was prepared because I'm very competitive and active.
Well, that's a good thing. Well, I tell you what, all the great accomplishments that God has blessed you with, you have to have that spirit of competitiveness. Now, tell me about this first CD, So Amazing. Did you write some of the songs that are on it?
No, ma'am. Actually, my producer, Mr. Tony Dabney, he had wrote the songs.
Okay, okay. Now, have you been you've been working with him for a while, or did you just start working with him around 2012 when your project came out?
I worked with him around 2012, and now for my new single, He's Before Me, I worked with my new producer, Mr. Trey Corley.
Okay. Now, how did you feel when you found out that you were nominated for a Stellar?
I was thrilled. My mom told me, and my jaw just dropped. I was just in pure excitement.
Well, and how does your classmates, do they know that this wonderful accolade has been opened up to you? How are they responding?
Yes, they know. They're very supportive, and they just support me.
Oh, great. Now, how do you balance being 12 years old? You balance your music, your mentoring, being an actress. Tell our listening audience how you, at that young age, how do you kind of balance all this? Because I know your mom and dad are very supportive, and I read a little bit about, you know, your background. So kind of talk about, and anybody that's probably, you know, your age that may be listening or listening later on, kind of tell them, how do you balance this, Robin?
Yes, ma'am. My parents are very supportive, and my siblings are very supportive of me. And to balance it out, I mean, sometimes it can just be so chaotic, but I just balance it out somehow. I come home from school, do homework, and I sing all day, every day. I'm in class. I love singing. And you just find a way to balance it out, which...
Well, having that support, you know, like you say, is very important. And a little bit later on, I am going to play Keith Before Me. Did you write any of that?
I actually helped write some of that. I gave him the ideas of artists I like and what type of music and style that I like.
Okay, okay, great, great, great. Now, do you have some music that you've gotten hidden that we haven't heard yet?
I'm actually in the process of writing music right now that I will eventually produce.
Oh, good. Now, tell me a little bit about your mentoring. Do you do that through school, through your church? Kind of give our listening audience a little bit of background about your mentoring and, you know, where you speak and even where we can, you know, find you and have you come to speak to youth groups around the country.
Well, I'm a mentor at my church called Mile High Church with Pastor Robert Gordon. And I also in the Junior Baby and Junior Civitan Club at my school. And I talk at different events, and I talk to different children at community centers and all over.
Wow, that is fantastic. I'm just so proud of you. I want you to kind of give our listening audience a little bit of just some encouragement and how you believe that God has everyone a purpose and a plan for their life. And, you know, we all know that it doesn't matter your age because God will give you wisdom. Amen. He will give you much wisdom. So would you do that for us? Kind of speak to our listening audience and anyone that may need a little bit of encouragement. We'd love to hear that from you.
Yes, ma'am. Well, what I would like to say and encourage people to do is if you have a dream, don't let any obstacles get in the way of it. If God told you to do something, then I believe that you can do it no matter how much people beat you down or how many people say you can't do it. Then know that you can do it as long as you believe you have faith.
Wow, I love it. I absolutely love it. Now, also, for our listening audience, if you desire to have Robin come to speak to any of your youth groups, come and sing, you can book her, and I have her 800 number. So grab a pencil and a piece of paper and write this down, 1-800-311-6051. Now, Robin, tell us who your manager is. Is your mom your manager?
My mom is my manager, yes, ma'am.
All right, and her mom's name is Treva Gordon. And as I have been told, your mom has a phenomenal radio show and TV show going on as well. And you guys are in Nashville?
Ma'am, we're actually in Clarksville, Tennessee, not too far from Nashville.
Okay, great, great. So do you have a Facebook page?
What did you say?
I said, did you have a Facebook page?
Yes, ma'am. You can find me at Robin Gordon, which is RobynGordon on Facebook.
Okay. And can they find you on Twitter as well?
I don't have a Twitter.
Okay. And also now, what's your website?
My website, I don't have a website currently.
Okay, so we can get, but are you on your mom's website? Can we get you through your mom's website, TrevaGordon.com?
Yes, ma'am. The website is at TrevaGordon.com.
Okay, great, great. So, guys, without further ado, I'm going to play some of Robin's new single, He's Before Me. And this young lady is phenomenal. So you guys, hold on. As we bring her back on later on, I want you to hear this phenomenal young lady that's coming up for a stellar award. And her song is He's Before Me, Robin Gordon. Wow, and that was Robin Gordon. He's before me. That was phenomenal. Now, Robin, let me ask you a question, because I get this all the time as well. I'm much, much older than you are. But do people ever ask you, where do you get your singing ability, from your mom or your dad?
I believe that I get it from my mom and my dad.
Both of your parents sing?
Well, my mom used to sing.
Oh, she used to sing. Okay. Now, God has opened up other doors for her as well, so I'm pretty sure she has a phenomenal voice. So you see, your dad sings as well?
I mean, well, he likes things around the house, but not so much in person.
Oh, does he? Okay. All right. Great. Well, let me ask you a question now about gymnastics, because I know at your age, that probably takes a lot of time and practice. Kind of tell us about your gymnastics and what do you do? When do you have time to practice?
I practice with my friend Tyler, because we both tumble together, and I have a trampoline, and I have mats that I practice on for my free time, when I have free time.
Okay. You say when you have free time. I can understand that. When do you have free time? Do you actually have some free time?
Yes, ma'am. Mostly when I come back from school, like after my homework, of course.
And you said you were on the honor roll as well. How long have you been on the honor roll?
I've been on the honor roll for a while.
Have you? Oh, wow, that's fantastic. So kind of tell us a little bit about what your future plans are, or some things that you would like to do moving forward in your music career. But, you know, you're a speaker, you're an actress, you're a model. How do you think God is going to use you? Because it's obvious that you are truly, truly gifted, and God is going to be moving you in a lot of arenas. So kind of have you thought about, you know, your future and your purpose and plans and what God's going to be doing with you?
Yes, ma'am. I definitely want to keep singing. That's always what I wanted to do. And when I go to college, I'm looking into music performing arts school.
Okay. Now, with that, have you thought about which schools you want to attend?
I mean, so many schools. I mean, I haven't really put my eye on one yet.
Well, good then. Now, you're in a great area, Nashville, Clarksville. Do you get opportunities to see any famous people?
I have met some gospel singers, yes, ma'am.
Oh, good. So how do your teachers say that you are as a student?
The teachers, they think I'm a good student. They think I'm fun. We make jokes sometimes, and we just have a good time. I really like my teachers.
Well, that's good. Now, how long have you been modeling? Because I know you are reigning Miss Teen, Miss Tennessee Preteen. So you just didn't start doing this. How long have you been modeling?
I've been modeling about since the age of 4 or 5. I've done a fashion show for Next Top Model. And I went on to the pageant.
Okay, great. Now, did you see any future in going, you know, to maybe the Miss USA or, you know, Miss Universe or anything like that?
Yes, ma'am. That is like a dream of mine. I mean, I don't miss the pageant on TV. Like, they are, like, so fun to watch, and it just gives me more practice, and I practice and practice till I get better.
Do you have any favorite models that you like, that you, I'm not going to say emulate, because we all are unique in our own way, but or do you have any favorite models that you like, or actors or actresses or singers?
I like Ty Tribbett, Pamela Mann, Kirk Franklin, The Wasp Group. Jessica Reedy. I love many artists, gospel artists.
That's good. And what about models? Are there any particular models or actresses that you like right now?
I like Tyra Banks. I like watching pageant shows, and I love watching Miss Universe, Miss USA. It just amazes me.
Okay, great. Now, kind of tell us about your schedule. Are you going to be singing anywhere that our listening audience can come and see you, other than, you know, in your home state of Tennessee? Would you be traveling?
Actually, my mom's working on my schedule right now for the summer, but yes, I will have some upcoming events that will be coming.
Okay, great. Now, do you kind of know where they're going to be? Are they going to be anywhere some of our listeners can hear you? You know, specifically what states they're going to be in?
Community events, you know, Nashville, other areas, my hometown.
Okay, great. So in order for us to find out where you're going to be, your mom's going to have that posted out on Facebook. We would love to be able to get a schedule and post that out on our Let's Talk Kingdom page, and that way our listening audience can kind of keep up with you. So make sure that we definitely get that information.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You are such a sweet young lady. I love your spirit. One of the things I was going to ask you, you said you have siblings. You got brothers and sisters?
I have two brothers.
Older?
Yes, ma'am. One is 15 and one is 20, and he is currently serving in the Navy.
Okay. Now, are they very protective of you?
They're very
excited. I bet you they are. And how did they feel about when they found out that you had been nominated for a Stellar Award?
They're very supportive, and they were just happy for me, and they were there to be there for me.
Well, that's good. Now, tell our listening audience, when is the Stellars, and when do you plan on getting there?
The Stellars is going to be February 20th in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I am planning to get there either the 18th or 19th. And my guest will be by Jonathan Palmer.
Oh, wow. What color is your dress?
The dress color is going to be yellow and white.
Oh, wow. That is fantastic. Now, are you going to be performing anytime while you're there doing the Stellars?
I'm going to go to various events.
Okay.
But I'm saying
you're just going to be just in the mix. That's a big thing for anybody, you know, to be able to go and to be in the presence of all, you know, that anointing as well. So we are so proud of you, Robin, and we are definitely going to be keeping up with some of the great things that you're doing. I wanted to ask you a quick question. Is your mom anywhere around?
Yes, ma'am. She's right here.
Okay, great. Did you put her on the line?
Yes. Hi, Miss Katrina.
Hi, Miss Gordon. How are you?
I am wonderful. I love your interview, your questions, and Robin is having a blast. She's smiling from ear to ear.
Well, tell her I have a little secret, too. I'm smiling from ear to ear, too.
She's smiling too, Robin.
Well, I wanted to ask you because Mom, you know, she's always there to push our daughters and our sons to greatness where God has called them to be. When did you realize that there was this gift that God had given Robin?
Ever since she was born, literally. Robin and I, we share a wonderful testimony from death to life. When I, after giving birth to her, I almost transitioned and went to heaven. I had toxemia, and so I really hadn't laid my eyes on Robin for like 11 days. And my sister said from the time that she kept my daughter while I was in intensive care, she hollered and screamed the entire time, and she knew she had some pipes on her. And ever since she was two, she was seeing all of the time. time. And she never stopped singing. Robin sings every single day. And I just knew she had a gift. I believe I heard it about four. We were in the car driving, and I just listened to her sing. And it was such an amazing voice, so strong to be such a young age.
Oh, yes. I was listening to now my production assistant, she inboxed me while we were talking. So now tell me, and correct me if I'm wrong, the song that we were actually listening to, what's the name of that song? That's not He's Before Me?
It's He's Before Me, but that was the instrumental version. It's still fine, but there is another version where it's just, you know, all of her singing. So you played the performance track, so if she were to go to a church, you would play, that's the one she would sing normally.
Oh, okay. All right, well, tell her that I can't wait to hear the whole complete version.
Yeah, okay. I'll send you a copy of her book. Her book is soon to be released, called Stop the Bullying, and she's actually working on another book, so she's also an author, and it's amazing because she wants to do everything. I mean, the sky is the limit for Robin.
Oh, my gosh. Well, tell us about the book. She didn't share that little information with me. Kind of tell our listening audience about the book. I would love to. Because,
okay.
You know, a lot of people are working on that, you know, bullying, have a lot of bullying campaigns. So kind of tell us about her bullying campaign and her book.
Her book, she wrote the book last year, and we had to go through several editing stages in the process. And now we're just waiting. We sent off for the proof. To come back to us, and I would say by the end of this month, her book, Stop the Bullying, will be released. She has experienced a little bit of bullying, as she says, not a whole lot, but some, and she wanted to share her experience to help others. She signed up with the Man Against Bullying campaign, and now they have been touring and going from various cities with Tiffany Love, and she plans on continuing that tour, promoting her book, going into various schools throughout the country and telling people about, you know, it's wrong to bully, and she just wants to stand up for others. That's what she does.
Wow, that is phenomenal. And where can we get her book?
Yes, that book will be available on the website, SrivaGordon.com. We are working on a website for Robin, later to be released this year, with RobinGordon.com. We're working on that for her, for all of her music, but her book will be available on the website, SrivaGordon.com, and hopefully Amazon and wherever books online are sold. So we are working on that as we speak.
Oh, great, great. I tell you, this gifted young lady has a lot that she is prepared to do for the kingdom of God. We are so excited for. Well, we've got about a little bit, about 90 seconds left. And if you will, Treva, normally what we do is when we get to the end of the show, we ask our guests to pray at the close of the show. So if you would put Miss Robin back on the air so we can have her to close the show out. It was wonderful talking to you. I can't wait to meet you both.
Yes, ma'am. I'm right here.
Well, Robin, I'm going to let you close our show out with a word of prayer. But before we do that, I just want to let the listening audience know that if you want to get another taste of this wonderful interview, we'll be archiving it. So right after the show, give us about 20 minutes and you'll be able to go to the link to blogtalkradio.com/Let's Talk Kingdom with Katrina, and you can listen to the archive show as well. And we'll also post it on our Facebook page. Next week, we will be having another phenomenal guest. I love to surprise people, so we'll be posting it out on our Facebook page as well. And God is just doing some great things with this show, and we are so excited about what He's doing. So before we close out at the end of the night, Robin, if you will, would you close our show out with a word of prayer?
Yes, ma'am. And before I say my prayer, I would like to give a big shout out to my third brother, Theodore.
Amen.
Yeah. Okay. In the name of Jesus, Father, thank you for allowing everyone who woke up another day to have. I'm glad that you put food on their table and clothes on their back, Lord. And I hope that tomorrow they wake up another morning so they can prosper another day, Lord. And I pray that everyone gets blessed with all their needs, and the people that don't have food to eat, let them have food to eat. And the people that don't have clothes on their back, let them have clothes on their back, Lord. And I thank you for each and every person, Lord. And I thank you for everyone in this world and people that are doing great things. And I thank you for all the parents, and I thank you for all the teachers, all the doctors, because they help people. In Jesus' name, I pray, amen.
Amen, amen. Oh, you're welcome, Robin. Thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule, young lady. I thought I was busy. You're more busy than I am. God bless you. And we'll be praying for you as you make it to Las Vegas for the Stellars, and we'll be rooting for you. And we can't wait to hear that praise report when you be walking on the red carpet with that that wonderful award.
And thank you again for having me on your show.
Oh, thank you so much. It was my pleasure. Well, Kingdom Citizens, we will be closing out another show. We thank you for listening. We thank God for Robin and her mom, Treva, and we thank God for each and every one of you as you took the time out of your busy schedule to listen to Let's Talk Kingdom. And as we always say at the end of the show, let's talk. Good night, everybody.